Welcome back inside the Dock Spiders pregame show as the Dock Spiders get set to take on the Madison Mallards on a Sunday evening game. Mixing it up a little the day before July 4th. I'm Javik Blake, joined as always on Sundays by the manager, Zach Charbonneau. Zach, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Javik.
Big two games, last two against Kokomo. A big 8-3 win in game one, a big 11-1 win last night. How important is it to bounce back after a tough loss against Kalamazoo 3 days ago?
It was important to see what we're made of, right? A lot of it is about responding to things that happen to you, whether they're good or they're bad. And, you know, your response says a lot about you and, you know, the measure of you. So, you know, the Kalamazoo was a tough series for us because we wanted to show better than we did. And obviously we took it on the chin real hard in one of them. But we bounced back. There was no hangover for us. We were able to take care of business. And it wasn't so much about, you know, who we were playing. It was more so about, you know, taking care of ourselves and playing together and doing our jobs.
How important is it as a manager to see the offense be so consistent through the last three games? Even in the loss to Kalamazoo in game two, the offense still put up 7 runs in 7, 8, 11. Offense seems to be kicking in high gear.
You're not always going to get your runs in, right? You're not always going to produce as others in scoring position, but when the opportunities present themselves, you've got to be ready for them and take advantage of more times than not. And that's just where it's been a little bit more lately, because we were getting guys on base. We just weren't coming through, especially in two-out situations. So we're seeing that a little bit more, and it's helping us get to big innings that we were not having, in the stretch before that.
Wisconsin Rapids has gotten off to an unbelievable first half. They're leading the division by, at this point, 9.5 games with 2 games to go. But how important is it, even though your team's in second place, to finish the half on a high note and really ride into the second half as a hot team?
We're just trying to be good every day. You know, we're not looking at the standings. Although being in top two, basically, right, almost I think the whole run here, it just want to be good every day and put ourselves in position to try to get off to a hot start in the second half. But, you know, these games still matter. You know, they matter for the guys. They matter for us as a ball club. So we just want to be good.
A bunch of new guys have joined the team over the past week, including Jackson Lofton, Parker Nolan, Alberto Rios, Bennett Thompson. Jackson Lofton coming back for year two. How fun is it to watch him after he's matured through a whole year at Oral Roberts?
Yeah, it's good to get Jackson back. He's got familiarity with the team, familiarity with the league. You know, obviously he wants to show well and, you know, continue to boost his draft stock. But those guys have been an injection for us. You know, we had a different start of the year this year where, you know, we're really happy with some great temps and great people, but, you know, some of those guys, they're getting asked to do a lot, and now we've got some guys here that are a little bit more fresh and ready to go. So I think we're seeing that in our rosters. We're starting to play a little bit better team baseball.
Parker Nolan's a guy who came in with a ton of pedigree and a ton of talent out of Vanderbilt. What's it been like watching him with your own eyes right in front of you every night?
That's it. Like, you don't want to take your eyes off Parker, you know, from the time he shows up to the yard, you know, and then in his interactions with teammates, how he goes about his business, preparation, and he's just somebody that you really hope that the younger guys are taking advantage of their time with him, because he's special. He's truly special, and I'm so glad to have him back. You know, he's an awesome dude and an awesome player.
What's the relationship like between some of the older guys in the team and some of the younger guys in the team? Because there's not a divide, but there's a lot of guys who have played in college for 2, 3, 4 years, and then a bunch of guys who have just finished up their first year.
Yeah, there's so much talent here, and it's spread out through the ages on the team. You know, you hope that the older guys can be advocates and stewards, you know, of the game and for our ball club to the young guys, and some of the young guys too. For them, it's trying to manage the day-to-day of what this is, something they haven't been through before, and, you know, taking the guidance of those older guys, so then when that second half rolls around, they're a lot better ball player than you know, the first week that they got here.
What's your message as a manager to these guys who, this is today the 27th game in the last 27 days? What's your message to those younger guys who this is the most baseball they've ever played in their life?
You know, it's got to be fun for you. This is what you're supposed to do. If it's a chore, then you shouldn't be here. If you're not truly able to enjoy the moments that are between the moments, right? And then you know you're in the right spot or you're not in the right spot. So it's a test. Every day is a test. And, you know, we got a lot of guys that seem to be improving, which is great to see. You know, you see a guy like Evan Smith who's been swinging a good bat lately, and some guys are just starting to put some things together and stack at bats and at games, and it's impressive to see. But yeah, 27-27 is awesome, because where else would you rather be if you enjoy it?
Coming in the next couple of days is the start of the second half. And the way the Northwoods League works is you can have a full contract where you're here for the full season, or you have a half season contract where tomorrow afternoon, as soon as the last out is made, you're done for the year. What's that switchover going to be like come Wednesday afternoon in Kokomo?
Well, I either played it really well or I didn't play it. I didn't play it well. Excited to bring in some guys, you know, from the West Coast that have played a lot of baseball, and hopefully that they're rejuvenated themselves. You know, they're in school a little bit longer, and now they got a break, and they get to come out here, and we're going to add them to a mix of good players, and it'll be great. But anybody we told that we met here along this journey that was a temp player, somebody got injured, or, you know, there was a deal that they may be only here a short time, they're part of our success for the duration. You know, they have an impact on us, and you know, we miss them. So, you know, whether you're here for a short time or a long time, man, you're a spider.
Looking back to the first half of the year, is two games left in the first half. Who's impressed you most? Because there's been a lot of young arms who have really showed out in the mound.
Yeah. You know, Christian Rubik was electric and must watch baseball anytime he took the mound. Luke Vax has really competed his tail off, and he's getting stronger. You know, then there's guys like Nick Mitchell, and, you know, it's just really a group of players where you don't know what you got until you get them into town. And some of these guys are playing above and beyond, you know, their previous history, and that's awesome to see.
Well, Skip, thank you so much. Hard to believe the first half's almost done. Best of luck today.
Hang in there, Javik. We're halfway, bud.
Thank you so much. We're back after this on the Knox Spiders pregame show.